A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Forward!
Three men in three different parts of the Southwest were mighty anxious to get in touch with the Phantom Caballero. Traveling at steady, mile-consuming speed, the Lone Ranger came from the New Mexico Territory, accompanied by the Indian Tonto and the boy Dan Reed. From the east of Texas rode Smiley Royson, the manhunter wearing the bright star of a United States Marshal. And close to the border, Arnold Gaynor waited for the Phantom Caballero to come in answer to his message. Ahead of them all raced the daring, dashing renegade, the Phantom Caballero, confident that his courage and skill and limitless good luck would get him across the border safely. On a high slope that commanded a good view of the back trail, the Phantom Caballero reined his big black stallion to a plunging halt and spoke lightly to his companion, a half-breed Apache.
Hey, look back, amigo mio. Look.
Lawman's still on trail, huh?
He's what he's called for Eastern fellow, this Royson hombre. He's never, never, never give up the chase. Always he's behind us. And always we see to it that he stays behind, eh?
Lawman stay on trail long time.
I see. But soon now we go into the hills beyond. Those kind, protecting hills where we can lose the one who follows so tirelessly. And then we disappear into old Mexico to consider the very generous offer we have from Senor Gaynor, the senor who would make us wealthy. But now, mi compañero, we ride to lose the lawman, the brave one, the Smiley Royson.
Wait.
Huh? ¿Qué pasa?
Maybe better we go in hills, make lawman disappear.
What are you talking about?
Not like have lawman on trail every day. Maybe pretty soon lawman catch up with us.
Serious rather. Yes. You are the brilliant one, amigo mio. Come, we'll ride into the hills beyond.
To wait for law feller?
See, to wait for the brave Senor Royson. And then, instead of riding to Mexico, we journey to the place where we meet Senor Gaynor, eh? Let's go, my clever one. Vámonos!
Ándale!
At the junction of Dover Crossing on the Rio Grande, the Lone Ranger and Tonto sat their horses and watched the approach of Dan Reed from the village of Isleta. The masked man knew by the expression on Dan Reed's face that the boy was returning with bad news.
What did you learn in town, Dan?
It's true, sir. Everyone is talking about it. They found Smiley Royson's body up in the foothills 2 days ago.
Murdered by the Phantom Caballero.
And Phantom fella have plenty time to make getaway.
Yes, Tonto. We have plenty of time to follow him. We'll stay on his trail until we catch up with him.
And maybe that's what him want. Maybe him try to lead us into ambush.
He knew that Royson was on his trail. I think he knows that we're after him, too.
Golly, he certainly doesn't act afraid of you or Tonto. He's been seen in half a dozen border towns in the last 2 days, bragging about how anxious he is to meet up with you.
We'll try not to keep him waiting, Dan.
When Smiley Royson was after him, he was heading down into Old Mexico. But now that he doesn't have Royson to worry about, they say he stopped running. I even heard rumors that he was heading for Laredo country to join up with Arnold Gaynor's gang.
The Phantom Caballero? Joining Arnold Gaynor?
That not sound good, Kemosabe.
It doesn't sound good. It doesn't make sense, Tonto.
How you mean?
Why, Gaynor is known to be the most powerful outlaw in the Southwest. Every man in his gang is especially picked. Everyone is a specialist in crime.
Ah.
Golly, it'd be bad if they got together, this outlaw Gaynor and the Phantom Caballero.
It still doesn't make sense. For 2 reasons, Dan. In the first place, Arnold Gaynor has a renegade white man to run his gang. A man by the name of Maury Nolan. The Phantom Caballero wouldn't take orders from Nolan.
Oh.
If the rumor does happen to be true, why should the Phantom advertise the fact that he's going to Laredo?
That not sound very smart.
Not unless, as Tonto said before, the Phantom is hoping to lead us into a trap, the same as he did Smiley Royson.
Come on. We may be riding on a wild goose chase, or we may be riding into a trap. We're starting after the Phantom Caballero right now.
Let's go.
Come on,
Phantom. Come on, Calvin.
The man who rode up to the hidden outlaw camp appeared so suddenly out of the night that the sentry was almost taken by surprise.
Hey, you! Right up there! Right where you are! Hold it!
Oh, diablo! Si, senor. You are acting much surprised, eh?
Surprised? Sure I'm surprised. You riding that black horse and all dressed in black yourself. Mighty fancy trappings you got on there, fella.
Gracias, senor.
Now, who are you? What's your business?
My business, which is none of yours, compadre. I will discuss with the senor Gaynor.
Gaynor, eh? Now, what makes you think you got business to talk over with Gaynor?
Amigo, I have had a long ride this day. I am so weary of sitting in this saddle.
Well, that ain't answering my question.
Also, amigo mio, I am so weary of listening to you. When it is the Senor Gaynor I would speak with.
Hey, what the...
For the guard, my friend. You're not very clever, no?
Let go my arm. No.
See, I will let you go, compadre. And you will allow me to go too, eh?
But you can't go in there, fella. You can't.
You are jesting.
Gaynor will break my neck if I let you get by.
See, and if you do not let me pass, then I shall break your neck, eh? But fear not, my weak one. I will explain to the Senor Gaynor that you have let me pass. That you realized he was waiting to speak with the Phantom Caballero.
The Phantom... Oh, no wonder you move so fast. No wonder I didn't see you hear you come until you was right on top of me.
Another time you will be more careful, eh?
Yeah.
Buenas noches, amigo. Boom, diablo. Andale.
It's him, I tell you. He's in there talking to Gaynor right now.
If Gaynor brings the Phantom Caballero into the gang, you can bet your bottom dollar he must be planning something big.
Yeah, maybe they're talking about something else. I always heard that fellow was strictly a lone wolf. Maybe he ain't even interested in joining with us. Hold it.
Go ahead with what you were saying.
Howdy, Maury.
What's this you fellas been spouting off about the Phantom Caballero, hmm? What about that fancy Jasper?
Why, nothing, Maury. We was only saying that he's here.
Here? What's he doing here?
Well, I expect your guess is as good as anybody's. He's been in talking to the boss for half an hour.
Yeah?
You think maybe he's here to join the gang?
Maybe. But if he does, he'll sign on as a hired hand, savvy. Next to Gaynor himself, I'm still giving the orders in this outfit. Any of you buzzards think different?
No,
going back up to my shack. You, Shorty. When the boss gets through talking to that pilgrim, let me know.
Sure, Maury.
Don't none of you bother your heads about who you'll be taking orders from. Savvy?
Yeah.
Inside the outlaw leader's cabin, Arnold Gaynor faced the man dressed in black.
I've been hearing about you for a long time. You ain't as big as I figured you'd be.
No, senor.
But it ain't always size that counts either.
See, that is wisely spoken.
If you're big enough to handle the job I got in mind for you, you can prove it in short order.
What is this job, senor?
I'm offering you Maury Nolan's place in the gang.
What is to become of this Senor Nolan, huh?
That is entirely up to you, amigo. He's up in his shack right now, I reckon. If you're good enough to handle his job, I reckon you can also figure out what's to become of Nolan.
The Lone Ranger and his friends had traveled far on the first day of their journey, and the route carried them straight through the forbidding hill country where the murder of Marshal Smiley Royson had been reported. It was early evening when the three riders stopped and made camp.
Do you think we'll make it to Laredo tomorrow?
Not more than 4 or 5 hours' ride from here, Dan. We'll make an early start.
How do you plan to locate the Phantom Caballero?
First, locating the hideout of Arnold Gaynor's gang.
That may be not easy to do, Kemosabe.
Depending on you, Tonto. We know that Gaynor's recruiting new members. Perhaps he'd be interested in taking on a smart Indian tracker like yourself. Fellow who's quick with his guns.
Golly, you mean you're going to have Tonto join the Gaynor gang?
What's a chance it might hold it?
You, put up hands.
Get back down quickly.
We got him, Kemosabe. You, let go. Come quick, Indian fella. Plenty bad hurt.
Golly, did the Lone Ranger shoot
him? No, Dan, no. Lone Ranger smashed fella's rifle. Someone else shoot Indian.
Here, let's see how bad that wound is.
No, you. Oh. You outlaw, too. You help me.
Help you? How?
You, plenty fast, with gun. Maybe you like catch lawman, huh? Maybe you kill United States Marshal before him catch you.
What lawman are you talking about, red man?
Feller, Smiley Royson.
Royson? Royson is dead, murdered by the family.
Oh, Royson him right in trap. But him too fast. Him kill Phantom Caballero.
What's that?
Killed
him.
Golly.
Me get away. But too bad, hurt, not live long.
And Royson, what about him?
Lawman, change clothes with Phantom. Take Phantom, black horse.
And then?
Lawman, find message from Arnold Gaynor. Him go Gaynor camp. You try find lawman. Warn Gaynor. Him not real Phantom. Here map. Show where.
I can promise you, Indian, that we'll try to find Smiley Royson.
Indian not here promise, Kemosabe. Him dead.
This is the Apache that traveled with the Phantom Caballero. He thought us to be outlaws.
He must have thought we'd be interested in finishing the job he and the Phantom started.
We are, Dan. Not the way he meant. Come on, we're riding tonight.
Now we know why Phantom bragged about going to Gaynor camp.
Smiley Royson has disguised himself as a Phantom Caballero. He's probably in Gaynor's camp right now, and may be needing help.
Golly, you mean Royson was hoping we'd get on his trail and follow him there?
That's right, Dan. We're starting right now.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. The Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan Reed, following the directions on the map given them by the dead Apache, had arrived close to the scene of Arnold Gaynor's secret camp. Here, the masked man outlined his plan to his friends.
Smiley Royson is playing a desperate game by posing as a phantom caballero.
Map right.
Golly, if Gaynor should find out who Royson really is.
Smiley knows the chance he's taking. That's why he did so much bragging about joining the Gaynor gang, hoping that we'd follow him here.
But how are we going to help?
Gaynor and his men must know the caballero always traveled with an Indian. We could send Tonto into Gaynor's camp as the phantom's friend.
Hey, that's perfect, because Smiley Royson knows Tonto. And that way he'd know we're close by, ready to help.
And maybe plenty glad to help Lawman.
Here's a job for you, Dan. Mighty important job.
What is it, sir?
I want you to get into Laredo as fast as you can. Tell the sheriff what's going on out here. Tell him to hurry back with the posse.
I'll start right now.
You better get started too, Tonto. No telling how badly Royson may be needing help.
Come, Scout. Here, fella.
You get a chance to talk with Royson alone. Let him know that we're here. That Dan has gone after the sheriff.
You wait for Tonto here.
Right.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Victor.
In Arnold Gaynor's camp, the outlaw chief was finishing his talk with the man he believed to be the Phantom Caballero.
You take care of Maury Nolan, and I'll cut you in on the richest deal you ever heard of.
What is this rich deal, senor?
Never mind. You go take care of Nolan, and then I'll give you all the... Yeah? What do you want?
I got to talk to you, boss. Alone.
Yeah, what about?
Come out here a minute, will you?
All right. Well, what? Who's this hombre?
This redskin claims he's a friend of the Phantom Caballeros, eh? Says he's
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about the Caballero traveling with the redskin. Say, what's the idea of calling me out here to tell me that?
Well, I wasn't sure you could trust this Phantom fella yet, boss. He always put a new man through a kind of probation period.
I know in mighty short order whether I can trust him. And you, Injun. How long you been traveling with the Phantom?
Oh, me work with feller long time.
Well, come on inside. Reckon he'll be glad to see you. Friend of yours here to see you, Phantom.
How, amigo?
What'd you say?
The engine here. Just got into camp. Well, ain't you glad to see him again?
See him, again?
Say, what kind of... You know this redskin, don't you?
Oh, him know me plenty good. Hey, amigo?
Look, compadre, I don't know what your game is, but it don't work, savvy.
Hey, what
I
are you...
I have never seen this hombre before. Never, senor.
What? Then who is this
Gaynor? I'm much surprised with you.
Well, listen here. The engine rides into camp and says he's...
What do I care what he's saying? You think I am blind, senor?
But I'll tell you...
No small wonder, senor, you send for me to take the place of this Maury Nolan... I'm not surprised that you wish me to kill this Nolan so pronto.
Now, wait a minute.
If you are so blind as to be taken in by this Indian, perhaps you will be taken in by others, eh?
He fooled me for a minute, but now I'll find out just what his game is. You and...
No, him. No, wait. I will take care of this fellow, senor. Watch. Now, my red skin amigo, vaya pronto.
Amigo.
Vaya pronto.
What's the matter with you? Can't you hit that buzzard? Here, let me...
No, senor. Watch.
Get out of the way. Let me get a shot at that sneaking varmint. I'll blast him proper.
But why, senor? What would you do with a dead Indian around here, eh? Look. Look at him run. Look at him. How fast he leaves.
I don't know what the blazes you're laughing about. That redskin might tell somebody where this camp is.
Oh, not him, senor. He's so scared... He will not stop until he's across the border.
I'd have blasted him for sure if you hadn't kept getting in front of me. Well, he's gone. And now, Mr. Phantom Caballero, you've got a chore to take care of.
Yes. Yes, senor. You wish me to find the unfortunate Senor Nolan and to show you if I cannot shoot straighter than I did at the Indian, eh?
Just take care of Maury Nolan and you'll be tops on my list. Otherwise...
See? Otherwise, what, senor?
I ain't so sure what. You're going to get started?
Oh, see. But first I am to take the short siesta.
You mean you're going to sleep?
But not for long, amigo. For one short hour to rest and prepare for to meet the Senor Nolan for one short hour. And then I bring you his scalp, senor.
Well, I'll be... You're plenty cool about it.
Oh, but see, of course.
Fixing to kill a man inside of an hour, and instead of getting nervous, you're going to go take a nap.
I see.
All right. It's 11 o'clock. I'll be looking for that scalp you mentioned at midnight.
After riding at breakneck speed, the Indian Tonto reached his rendezvous with the Lone Ranger quickly, and he related to the masked man what had happened.
Well, Tonto, sure that Ryson feller up to something, Kemosabe.
He must have had a reason for refusing to recognize you.
Me hear him say that Gaynor want him to kill Nolan feller.
I see. That explains why Gaynor sent for the Phantom Caballero. He wants to get rid of Nolan, doesn't care to tackle the job himself.
Huh.
Well, it's getting close to midnight, Tonto. Dan should be on his way back from Laredo with the sheriff.
We wait here for him?
No. I'm certain the Smiley Royson needs help. The sheriff may not arrive in time. Come on, we're riding into that camp to lend a hand. Here, Silver.
It was midnight in the outlaw camp. Arnold Gaynor watched the man he believed to be the Phantom Caballero, watching him as he swiftly examined the two big six guns at his side, then stepped swiftly out the door and headed for the shack where Maury Nolan lived. A moment later, Arnold Gaynor was talking to one of his men.
Get the boys together and be quiet about it, you hear?
Right. Well, sure, Chief. What's up?
This Phantom gent. He's on his way over to Nolan's shack to take care of Maury Nolan, savvy?
Huh. I figured something like that would happen.
Ever since this fella chased that Indian out of camp, I've been wondering. If this fella's really the man he's supposed to be, we got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. And if he ain't?
We'll still have nothing to worry about. You get the boys together over by Nolan's place, and we'll see what happens.
Sure. You bet.
You, huh? It's on your mind, Mr. Phantom Caballero.
I would speak to you privately. Inside, senor.
Come on in.
I have heard so much about you, Senor Nolan.
Yeah? Well, what about it?
Now, this man, Gaynor, he's telling me to come kill you, take your job. That is bad, eh?
It will be bad for one of us. And if that one happens to be you, Caballero, I'll see to it that Gaynor gets the same treatment.
Oh. You are not afraid, eh, senor?
Afraid? Me? Don't make me laugh. Why should I be afraid?
Because I've got a murder warrant against you in my pocket, killer, and a six gun in each hand to back it up.
Hey, what the... He was talking Mexican, and now... Hey, who the blazes are you?
Name is Royson, Mr. Nolan. United States Marshal.
United States Marshal? Then that Phantom Caballero, he...
He died, mister, for making the same mistake you're thinking of making right now. So don't try it.
I'm giving you
one choice. Either you ride out of here with me and furnish the evidence we need to convict Arnold Gaynor, or...
Or what?
What?
Who? Mr. Smiley Royson.
Oh, you sure got here just in the nick of time, Chief. This law dog had
Shut
to drop
up, Nolan.
On me and was...
You're no better off than you were. Except Royson would have given you a chance to squeal your brains out. And I won't.
Decided to kill your own snakes, huh?
What do you think, badge man?
I think you're pretty stupid, Gaynor.
What?
You didn't suppose I'd tackle this job without help, did you?
What help you talking about?
Remember the Injun I chased out of camp? Well, he'll be back, fella. And he'll be back with plenty of shooting power.
Yeah? Well, it won't do you any good because you won't be around to hear the shooting. You're going down the long trail right now, Royson. And you can take this Nolan Jasper with you. All right, boys.
Let him have it, Tonto. This way, Royson.
Stop that fellow. Stop him.
Stop him. We can't see him. He knocked over the lamp.
Hey, look out. That kerosene's spreading. Catching fire.
Come out with your hands in the air. All of you.
You first, Gainer. Start walking. Let's get out of here. This place will burn like a matchbox.
Come on.
Here comes Dan Reed with Sheriff and Posse.
We're coming out. Hold your fire.
You yellow dogs. Don't quit on me. Keep fighting.
Not for you, Gainer. We're going to save our own necks. You can look after yours. Go down on him, Sheriff.
Right.
We've been trying to round up this gang for a year, Royson. You done a mighty good piece of work.
Oh, not me, Sheriff. All I did was get myself in more trouble than I could handle.
Kid told us about you coming in here and posing as the Phantom Caballero. Oh,
sure. And Gaynor was smart enough to catch me off guard. The only smart thing I did was make sure the Lone Ranger was on my trail when I started for this place.
Lone Ranger? Where
yeah.
is he?
You'll have to look fast to see him. That's him over yonder. On a big white stallion. There he goes. Riding off with a redskin and the kid.
Get him up, come.
I'm still there.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.